This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Dang. She sent us a message yesterday that said, can I please get my Am I the Jerk aired?
I mean, maybe.
Worth trying. I mean, you sent it a few weeks ago. We have more in the barrel. I mean, we got a lot of Am I the Jerks coming in.
Some get fast-tracked, some don't. We gonna get to them, though.
The irony is we've had this one planned for today, and now she messaged us yesterday on Facebook. Can I get it aired already?
I've been waiting, y'all.
Right.
Today's the day.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for distancing herself over her fertility journey. It's another one of these. Get ready. But this is different than the last few we've done.
I'm not saying a word. I'm literally just going to
listen. Okay. She said, am I the jerk? I need to know. Allie and DZ, please keep me anonymous. Me and my best friend both are struggling with infertility and decided to take the journey together and follow doctor's orders to get pregnant.
Aww.
Now, I am following the doctor's orders, and it has been since August. However, my friend apparently got pregnant in September and left me in the dark about this. Something about taking her sister's leftover meds for ovulation. I'm not getting involved in that part, okay? Between y'all and the doctor.
Yep.
Either way, the friend got pregnant in September and left her in the dark.
Got it.
She said, I recently backed off our friendship due to just feeling alone in this process. Am I the jerk for distancing myself and my feelings from this relationship? Mind you, I still check in on her about once a month, and she never reciprocates but throws all her baby news in my face. So I step back as I'm happy for her, but she's feeling like she's being inconsiderate to my feelings. I need to know, am I the jerk for distancing myself? So she also sent another message and said, I forgot to add that my friend also used my theme of how I would have announced my pregnancy. She took that from me and did it with her family when she knows what mine was because we talked about it. I showed her the theme that she can use it for her announcement. Okay, a lot of my friend took all my shine in this one.
My friend's living my life right now kind of thing.
And I don't know what to think because your friend could have gotten pregnant either way, and
regardless,
you could not, no matter what, going on a fertility journey with somebody, you have to be prepared that they may get pregnant and you may not, or you might get pregnant and they may not. And how are you going to deal with
it? And I get the energy behind it. You go into it with somebody you're close to going, girl, we're going to do this together. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep each other strong, whatever it takes, however it happens.
The problem is you have to be happy for them then if they get pregnant, and she's not.
Where she feels slighted is because she maybe found out later, like, oh, she got pregnant in September. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't tell me.
And you didn't tell me? Girl, I would have been, like, ecstatic for you and whatever. And maybe, I wouldn't have been super, super duper happy because I'm also having trouble, but I wouldn't have not, like, held you down.
But it's not realistic to assume you're going to go on this journey together and get pregnant together. That's just not realistic. If you're already having fertility issues, it's a hope.
Yeah, it's a hope.
But I feel like your expectations are a little out there with this one. I get why you're upset if she's throwing it in your face. That is not cool. But you might be really, really taking this personally when it's not about you, right?
Trying to put myself in her shoes.
Same.
At one point in the story that you were reading, she said she got pregnant after taking her sister's
meds, her leftover sister's meds for ovulation, and got pregnant. And I'm like,
I guess in some crazy world, you know, the person who wrote in, who's anonymously unnamed yet,
feels like
they're like, hey, girl, how come you ain't give me a couple of them pills? We could have, maybe I would have got pregnant too. Like, how come you got a leg up on your you know, journey, and I didn't. You got pregnant after taking your sister's ovulation pills. I didn't.
We shouldn't be doing that anyway, yeah.
I'm going in a crazy world. I'm not saying that this is what she's doing, but trying to put myself in her shoes, I could see why that would maybe set her off and go, see, look at you. You got a leg up. You took some ovulation and you got pregnant. I'm still struggling.
I agree with you, but she can't blame the other friend for getting pregnant no matter what the other friend did. That's where I'm struggling here. I'm like, you're upset because instead of just saying I'm upset you got pregnant and I didn't, you're saying I'm upset you kept it from me. But would you have been upset about it, period?
Period, right. And that's where the moral dilemma comes in on. Is she the jerk for distancing herself? Because she's trying to, you know, trying to make us say no, not the jerk, by saying, I should include that I do be checking in on her like once a month. You
and
know,
I'm every- like, I don't think, I think you are a jerk. I think you have so much in common because you've both struggled. Mm-hmm. And I think you should. I understand why it's going to be hard. I don't know. You don't think, what do you think?
I'm thinking she distanced herself for a valid reason.
She's got to be happy for her friend if she wants people to be happy for her if it happens to her, though.
And as much as she is saying, I am happy for her, I do check in, I know, and I guess
I would rather her say, I am uncomfortable with her being pregnant and not me. That would make me say, no, you're not the jerk, than for distancing yourself.
It feels like she's saying she is supporting in almost still a resentment sense, right? Like, I'm supporting regardless of how bad I feel
even
like I've been slighted.
Even though she cheated on, and you have no like real proof of why she got pregnant and why you didn't.
Maybe she just got lucky, mama, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I think the pregnancy and when it's meant to happen is meant to be. Mm-hmm. You guys understand that we've had some stories with some pregnancies from our first two to our last one. It has been different every single time. Yep. And at no point in time have we tried to compare to somebody else, man. Fertility is a problem. Mm-hmm. We understand this.
For a lot of people.
We were blessed enough to never have this issue, right? I'll say it. Me and my wife never planned and sat down and went, let's get pregnant now. Yeah. We never started trying. It was just a blessing that happened, right? A lot of people go through trouble and really it becomes an issue for them. Mm-hmm. You can't translate your issue into somebody else's pocket.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Even if you take that journey together.
Somebody texted and said, not the jerk, protect your peace and that journey is tough and you have to protect your mental. But then Betty in Waukesha texted in and said, jerk, her friend's trying to share the journey with her. My sister and two best friends struggled with fertility. Copying themes isn't stealing. It's being inspired by a good idea. It's very personal. Mm-hmm. She's taking this too hard. And instead of being emotional, she needs to see things from her friend's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is she the jerk for distancing herself over her fertility journey with her best friend? Her best friend got pregnant. She feels like she hid it from her and then stole her theme.
Yeah. What are we calling her?
I'm like, these are...
Fertility Franny?
Maybe. Mm? Sure.
Does that sound okay?
I guess so.
Is that insensitive? Right? I don't know.
I don't know.
I like alliteration.
It's insensitive.
I like alliteration.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah,
no,
I hear it.
We're just going to call her...
just regular Franny.
Franny.
Franny,
there we go.
No first name. Never. No alliteration
Franny's
needed.
The middle name. All right, 414-533-1037. This is going to be a sensitive topic for a lot of people, and I get it.
But is Franny the jerk?
For distancing herself over their fertility journey. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's the jerk for distancing herself over fertility issues.
I mean, and it's not just her issues either.
No. Her friend got pregnant. They started together. She found out her friend got pregnant in September and stole her theme of how to announce it. And she's upset right now for a couple different reasons. So let's go to Vanessa in Milwaukee and see what she thinks. Hi, Vanessa.
Buenos dias.
Hi.
What do you think? Is she the jerk for distancing herself over the fertility issues with her friend?
So I was really torn between. I thought she was, but then when I thought about it, I really don't think she's a jerk for doing that. More so because it is a very sensitive subject for a lot of people.
Very.
As for myself, I went through that back in 2020. And I seen all my friends, everybody building their family, and it was really tough. I did it more so for my mental. I think she's doing it more on a personal level.
Sure.
I think her friends shouldn't take it personal if that's what she chooses to do.
Yeah. I try to look at this from different points of view because I, like you, DZ, never had fertility issues. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine what a struggle that is for someone who really dreams about having kids or a family. And so I can't even imagine what that's like, Vanessa. Honestly, that would be so painful, right? But everybody has different things they want. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all have different ways our life pans out.
Exactly.
And you can't control those things sometimes. So you can't, I can't hold it against my friends that their husbands are still there and they have a family. That would be unfair.
Exactly.
I didn't ask to be a single parent. I didn't ask for what happened to me, but guess what? I'm not mad at everyone who has the life I thought I wanted. And so that's where it gets really hard because it's like, well, it's not your fault and it's not fair, but I just, it's so hard. You have to be happy for your friends.
And well,
do you know what I'm saying? Even if they have what you want, it's so hard.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's a hard thing to do.
Borderline impossible, right?
You know? Yeah. But you do it and you go, because it's not, yeah, I don't. I think she's hurt.
She's hurt.
She's hurt, for sure.
I think she's hurt. But it's not, I don't think she's hurt at the fact that not only is she pregnant, she's hurt at the fact that she stole the theme. So maybe to her, that's like, this is never going to happen for you. So I might as well use this theme myself.
I didn't think about it like that, Vanessa. She's going,
So Vanessa's saying, not the jerk. You know, you're feeling it. You're in your pocket. Yeah. You know, you get you in your bag feeling it the right way for the wrong reasons, maybe. But if you transcend and this continues, you might turn into the jerk if you keep it personal.
Well, and sometimes you need space. I'll give you that.
Yep,
but you can't not be happy for your friends on the same journey they're going on as you, and you know how much they want it.
Hard it is.
Yeah.
Right. It's tough.
She knows how hard it is because she's trying herself.
Yeah.
So I would say on that note, like, a little bit of a jerk for not being supportive for her friend because she would want that in return.
Sure.
But wanting to distance herself, she's not a jerk. She probably just has to process it and, you know, get herself together.
That part. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Vanessa, we hear you.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Gee, and think about it.
What?
You know, she's still actively trying to get pregnant. You know what they say. You got to be in good body, good mind, good
spirit. She's still going through it.
She's still going through it. Maybe she's trying to distance herself genuinely just so she can continue to try.
Then say that.
That's not what she's
saying. Don't say I'm mad she got pregnant and didn't tell me about what she... Because like I said, you can't control getting pregnant at the same time, no matter if you take the same meds or not.
And I guess I'm trying to justify, you know, why she's feeling the way she's feeling. But no, just say that.
The sad part is I understand why she's feeling the way she's feeling. But the hard part is you still have to show up for your friends, right?
Doesn't make it okay.
Yeah. Sierra in Milwaukee texted in and said, not the jerk. She's not the jerk because they were supposed to be on this journey together. And of course, one was possibly going to get pregnant before the other. But when sharing plans, you ought to be respectful with each other and not steal each other's plans and to give advice on what you did when you were successful, especially if her friend is stealing her ideas.
I hear that.
Okay.
Ooh, this one's tough.
Let's go to Sean in West Bend. Got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Sean!
Howdy.
Meanwhile, Sean over here got pregnant at 40.
Damn, not just once.
With grown children.
I'm fortunate to not have fertility
you
issues.
You did not. You're the people, the fertility people want to punch you, Sean. You accidentally get pregnant at 41.
You're
no,
twins.
But seriously, Sean, is she the jerk for distancing herself?
Obviously I'm not in those conversations between the two or whatever conversations you've even had, but... Based on what I can hear, it sounds kind of jerkish. It sounds like she's unhappy for her friend. And, I mean, that's still a friend who knows what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And there's, I mean, you might not have anybody else that knows what it's like to have fertility issues.
Yeah.
But now you start cutting the people out that actually know how you feel. Maybe the friend's forgotten kind of how it was, but... I mean, you can still reach out and say, hey, I'm still struggling with this. What do you have any advice? Can I talk?
You got any of the ovulation pills
left?
He's saying
they have way too much in common. Their issues are way too similar that they should still be friends.
They're too bonded.
Yeah, they're too bonded over this.
But the one friend started distancing herself the second she found out she was pregnant, no? She hid it from the one friend maybe out of, like, love to not stress her.
She might have been thinking about, man, I don't know if she really wants to know that I'm pregnant.
Right.
But, I mean, you can only hide it for so long.
Let's revisit the message she sent us. She said, I've recently backed off our friendship due due to just feeling alone in this process. Well,
you are alone in this process.
You are alone, but this could have happened. She could have gotten pregnant either way, and you would have felt that way. That's why I'm saying, if you're going to go into this with your friend, you better be prepared that the other one could get pregnant. And
they made a commitment together, but you guys were never going to get pregnant together. You were always going to go through this alone with your partner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that her friend can't go through it with her still. I mean, she still does know what it's like to be, or to struggle with it. She just isn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it's not your theme and you're not being a good friend. Oh, geez, saying that she didn't steal your theme.
Feels like she feels
obviously
hurt.
She got the theme from somewhere, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, dog, the ovulation pills must be a bigger issue that she's not wanting
she's
to talk
about.
She's
mad about that.
She got the leg up and feels like she got pregnant because of that or something. Bro, I'm stuck on that for some reason. I don't know.
Somebody said she didn't get mad because they were doing the journey together. She was hurt that when the friend got pregnant, the friend hid it from her.
Probably that,
too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but like Sean was just saying, she was probably thinking, I don't know if she wants to know that I'm pregnant because she's also struggling like I had been.
Mm-hmm. That's where it gets awkward.
Mad awkward.
All right. Well, Sean. Thank you, Sean. Have a good day.
Hopefully she gets pregnant soon.
For real.
Yeah,
that part.
For sure.
Have a good day, man.
All right. Somebody texted in and said, PSA, my siblings and their spouses both struggled with IVF. And let me tell you, strong people struggling. They both conceived after stopping treatment, sending you love. You hear those wild stories sometimes.
Stay strong for
you
real,
never
y'all.
Know.
When you give up, now that's when the gift guts up.
Dude, my cousin had testicular cancer.
Huh?
Yeah, And they told him, no, you're never going to have kids. This was in we were all in our 20s. You're never going to have kids. Him and they had just gotten married. Is my cousin married this guy? So it's technically my cousin's husband.
Got it.
But at the time, they were like, no kids. They have four. Just for the record. I just want to throw that out
that
there.
That one got swimmers, dog.
You never know, you guys. You never say never, as I like to say. Facts. Allie's in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up. She can be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Allie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how do you feel about being the tiebreaker on this very, very awkward Am I the Jerk about distancing yourself over fertility because your friend got pregnant and you didn't? Whew.
I am honored to have this title because I feel very strongly she is not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Go on.
Because I have been in her shoes times six. And what I mean is my husband and I were together the longest out of all of our friend groups. There's seven couples in our friend group. Literally, we watched every single couple have a child before us, and we ended up, we were struggling. We ended up doing IVF. We drained our entire savings account, life savings, you know, tried everything. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I understand 1,000% how she's feeling. She's not trying to, I'm trying to think how to say it. It's hard for her. It's not that she's not happy for her friend. Mm-hmm. It's just that seeing her friend.
It's too painful.
It's not painful, but it is a daily reminder
of what you're going through. Right. And that's stressful on the body.
That's how I felt, right. And that's how I felt with all my friends. And it was like, I'm really not trying to steal your joy. I'm beyond joyful for you. I'm so happy that this is working for you. But every single day that I see you and hear the news, it's just a small reminder that I'm not pregnant.
But then,
like, I'm happy you guys are, but I'm not.
Is that going to change when the baby's born?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes, because we do have a child. She's 6 months now, so we finally have one.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you. Huge celebration, yes. And now it's like, now I can share in those joys. And now all of my friends, because her friend probably feels awkward about it too.
Sure.
And now all of my friends I know are very supportive. And they're like, yay, we can finally talk about it, all this stuff. Like, you can share in the joy of being parents, you know. And
I get it.
And she will get there one day. You know, like, I have faith, she will get there one day. Mm-hmm. She can't fill her friend's cup right now because her cup is empty.
Fair enough.
She needs to distance herself so that she can be happy, so that when she can be supportive of her friend, she's actually able to.
And all she's going to spread is negativity because she's not in it. Yeah, she's not the vibe you want around
her.
Maybe that's why the friend is distancing herself, because she senses that too.
Yep.
1,000%.
And we're tiptoeing around it.
I've had a conversation with so many friends. They're like, we didn't know how to tell you because of what you're going through. We didn't want to be insensitive, but at the same time, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. We are pregnant, and we just didn't know how to tiptoe around that topic. So I see both sides, but she is not a jerk for having those feelings and distancing herself so she can take care of herself. She's not going to get pregnant if she's super stressed anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say,
if
you're, seriously, you're stuck in your feelings, forget about what your friend's doing and worry about yourself. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Allie, great, great, great points. I mean, amazing rap right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Allie, great name, great points. Have a great day.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, and they have their little baby now. That's so, I love the endings like that. But they don't always end like that.
No.
Some end with no pregnancy. Some end where you have to accept that you may not conceive and you may adopt, and that's great. You never know. You have to be prepared.
And would like to take a moment to acknowledge that there are so many ways to be a parent, to be
100%.
Present, and to take care of a child. If you're fit enough, you can adopt. And I know that's not the thing somebody wants to hear when they want to have their own child,
mm-hmm.
but the children of the world need the good human beings of the world. And if you already want to have a kid, there's a child out there that needs you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Somebody said that's why they should talk through it versus ghosting and avoiding. Yeah, pretty much. But
right now, you might need to ghost and avoid to just protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And protect them too, I guess.
Not the jerk, though.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Allowed to feel how you feel.